أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's greatness. Every one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is in the skies, in the earth, all of them make tasbih of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes himself as huwa al-awwalu wal-akhir, wal-zahiru wal-batin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very first. There is nothing before Allah. Wal-akhir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very last. There is nothing after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Zahir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifest. Al-Batin, and then together with that quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's manifestation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely hidden. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over all things. Continuing with Allah's qualities, Allah says, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the skies and the earth in a period of 6 days. This period of 6 days that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the earth was not required for Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that Allah says kun and fayakun. When Allah ta'ala commands be, then things come into being. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of the skies and the earth of 6 days is because Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted to show us tadreej. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us that when we do things step by step. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that despite Allah's qudrat, despite Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appeared, wa Allah ta'ala established, wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straightened upon the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ya'lamu ma yaliju fil ard, wa ma yakhruju minha, wa ma yanzilu min as-sama, wa ma ya'ruju fiha. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has all the knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever enters the ground, whatever enters the earth, all of it is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about Allah's ilm and how perfect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in His ilm. The knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat can never be imagined. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be compared. And Allah gives us from time to time in the Quran Sharif, Allah gives us some examples of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. That whatever seeds are planted in the ground, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of all those seeds. Ask a farmer, a person that does agriculture, how much of seeds he put in the ground, what is the quantity, how many seeds, very difficult for him to say. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge. And then the drops of water that comes into the ground from the clouds onto earth, whatever rolls off, that also is in the knowledge of Allah. Whatever then soaks into the ground, how many drops, that also is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bari ta'ala has full knowledge of all that. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And then whatever comes out from the ground by way of the crops, by way of trees, and by way of any other form of agriculture, all of it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَلِجُ and وَمَا يَخْرُجُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the quality. The farmer, when he plants the seed, he does not know whether that seed will germinate. He does not know what kind of crops will come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute and total knowledge of all of that. And here Allah is making one ishara to us also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also hinting towards us that whatever comes into our hearts, all of it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge. Whatever leaves from our bodies by way of amal, good or bad, all of it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah continues and He says, وَمَا يَنزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And whatever comes down from the skies, what comes down from the skies, one is the hukam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge, full wisdom. Why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down a command? Why Allah Rabbul Izzat gave us particular commandments to follow? We sometimes make decisions, we sometimes say things, but we do not have the full wisdom, the full knowledge of what we say. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full wisdom of everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded. What else comes from the skies? Taqdeer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again in His knowledge, forever and ever, eternally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had full knowledge of whatever would happen. That is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, the malaika come down. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. The blessings of Allah comes down. All of it is known fully to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. And whatever goes up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever lifts up to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again has full knowledge of it. And amongst the things that go up to the skies, one is the malaika that come down and go up, and the other is our a'mal, our actions. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the actions that we carry out at night before daybreak, those actions reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actions we carry out during the day before night falls, those actions reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has full knowledge of everything. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And it is Allah who is with you wherever you are. Wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. That man, does man not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes him? That man not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gone beyond the seeing, and Allah Rabbul Izzat brings to our minds, one is the mashiyat of Allah, one is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Allah's mashiyat, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires will happen, like that the ma'iyat of Allah, Allah's togetherness with us is always perpetual, continuous. What is required from us is what our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to us, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to describe what is ihsan, to describe what he is doing, to do good, or to describe what is ikhlas and sincerity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. What is real ikhlas? The one is that a person makes Allah's ibadat, a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you see Allah. If you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches you. Our ulama say, when Allah ta'ala speaks about Allah seeing us, then Allah sees us with that nigah of rahmah. Allah sees us with that gaze of rahmah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is with us wherever we are. What is required from us is we need to acquire that istihdar of Allah. We need to become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And hence here, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about what goes into the ground, what comes out from the ground, what goes up to the skies, what comes down, all of it is in the knowledge of Allah. Whatever enters our heart is also in the knowledge of Allah. Whatever leaves our tongues is also in the knowledge of Allah. Whatever we conceal is in the knowledge of Allah. Whatever we make obvious and whatever we announce, we say it, that is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes whatever you do. In other words, every action of yours is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.